אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מספר
We are reading from certain passages from the book Integrity Words of Truth Yosher Divrei Emet. You can find it on our site or in the study material.
אין לכתובת, יש הכתובת של
Do you have the address of this book in our website?
כן, אבל באותו אתר
We need to send questions.
Yeah, you can find the book itself in our archive, on our website, or in the study material, and we're going to read from it in a second.
I'd like to say a few words about this book. If you haven't heard, there was a group of Kabbalists in Poland a few hundreds of years ago,
and
it was a very special group. They used to live in a very humble way. They were all poor, really. They couldn't work. And they used to engage in Kabbalah all day and all night, truly. In a way that they took upon themselves rules and such forms of behavior that it was really, that it's really hard for us to understand how a person can live this way. And they were, especially internally, they were very honest with each other, straightforward. They canceled everything external. And the main thing for them was the intention, the thought. And they only engaged in that all day long. Their rabbi, their teacher, wrote a book, a thin book, a small book, called Yosher Divrei Emet, Integrity, Words of Truth. And we don't learn it. There's not a lot to learn there. It includes all these verses we're about to learn now. We just want to taste a little bit of what's a Kabbalistic approach. One who wishes to be a Kabbalist, to his life, to his intentions, to his group. What should be the way to look at things? This group is very special. Rabash used to say that if this group would be here in our days, he would certainly go as a member and be with them. So this is why we're going to read what their leader writes to us. Go ahead.
So
we are reading assorted passages, chosen passages from the book Integrity Words of Truth, passage 1. One truly who wishes to adhere to the Creator alone understands that it is impossible to adhere to Him unless one repels one's haughtiness from himself and always recognizes his faults and inferiority so much that it will not seem to him that he has any merit. For so is the truth to the enlightened one. Once again, one truly who wishes to adhere to the Creator alone understands that it is impossible to adhere to Him unless one repels one's haughtiness from himself and always recognizes his faults and inferiority so much that it will not seem to him that he has any merit. For so is the truth to the enlightened one.
This means one who truly comes to a true feeling of reality sees he's not in reality at all. He has nothing he can say it's his, that's him. But rather he has complete devotion to the upper force, to the Creator, that in truth, except for the upper force, there is nothing in reality. There is none else besides him. Okay? Good. Oh, there is a question. Moscow 7.
Рав пишет здесь, что необходимо, с одной стороны, оттолкнуть гордыню, а с другой стороны...
Рав, he writes here, that on one hand, we must repel our haughtiness, our pride. On the other hand, I have to see my lowliness, my inferiority in everything.
But all these things he ascribes to the Creator. He created the evil inclination. Then, of course, I have many, many, many faults. I acknowledge that. I want to get rid of it, to cancel it, and to be above them. Yes? So what does he say? That he shouldn't seem to him that he has any merit. There is no merit. Everything is one big fault. As the Creator says, I've created the evil inclination. Because so he agrees with that. He studied it, he scrutinized it, and he rose above it, and that's why he agrees with it.
Yes. Говорится о том, что должно быть такое величие Творца.
Meaning, what's spoken about here is that there needs to be greatness of the Creator so much before me that I'm just ready to fall before it.
No, you can't see the Creator when if you see him, you fall. That's something everyone can do, even in this world. If you see some great person, you fall. No, we have to do it by the force of faith. When I do all the efforts, all the actions, as much as possible, in order to bring myself to a state, and there is none else besides him. When I bring the Creator now, which is now zero before me, he doesn't exist at all, it's even less than zero, so, and I raise him to a degree that he fills the entire reality. It's not that he discovers, he fills the entire reality and then I fall. But this is the Creator, how the Creator affects my ego, and he cancels my ego? No. What I should do with everything I have, nonetheless, to do it in a way that I annul myself to the group, and through the group to the Creator. It's not that he does it forcefully, what we can understand and want, but rather it's me doing it. That's the whole thing of devotion, soul devotion. Otherwise, I'll be sitting and waiting for 1,000 years and nothing will happen that the Creator will organize it for me.
Meaning, it turns out I need to check to reveal the Creator through the
group. You should think about this sentence, you have made me. It's not that the Creator is showing himself and then we annul ourselves. You can ask for it to happen this way. But actually, we should make him, build him out of our relations, out of our qualities, out of our forces that we get from him. We should build him. You have made me. And then it's considered that not even annulling my ego. I can't even practically annul it. All I can do is make the form of the Creator upon it. That's what I get from him. And in this new form, I want to work with my ego to be in order to bestow. Think about it. Here, there is of inversion in what we may have thought before. And what we should think. It's a great thing. That's why he writes that so is the truth to the enlightened one. That he gets the enlightenment from the Creator. He sees this. That one has no merit. That's why he hands himself in his soul to the Creator, because everything he received from the Creator, and even the seemingly bad things, a person has nothing of himself, and that's how he annuls. Well, we'll talk about it. It will be revealed bit by bit. Number two.
Message number two. One should accustom oneself with submissiveness and lowliness in heart and action, but mainly in the heart, and the truth will be known to him. In truth, one for whom the Creator opens his eyes and of consciousness always sees his lowliness, and he is ever ashamed of himself, especially when he thinks of the greatness of the Maker of all the works of creation. Because of the shame of him, he is as utterly nothing compared to him. And only because of the foulness of the serpent that blinds people's eyes from looking at the truth. And in this foulness, one is born from the sin of Adam HaRishon. He then imagines all his haughtiness and becomes ever blind to seeing the fear and awe of the Creator in his heart. And he does not know or feel his own haughtiness at all. For he is born and grows in this a little more each day from the one before it.
Once
again, one should accustom oneself with submissiveness and lowliness in heart and action, but mainly in the heart. And the truth will be known to him. In truth, one for whom the Creator opens his eyes of consciousness always sees his lowliness, and he is ever ashamed of himself, especially when he thinks of the greatness of the Maker of all the works of creation. Because of the shame of him, he is as utterly nothing compared to him. And only because of the foulness of the serpent that blinds people's eyes from looking at the truth. And in this foulness, one is born from the sin of Adam HaRishon. He then imagines all his haughtiness and becomes ever blind to seeing the fear and awe of the Creator in his heart. And he does not know or feel his own haughtiness at all. For he is born and grows in this a little more each day from the one before it.
Moscow free.
Moscow 3.
Спасибо, Раф. Вы говорили, что Рабаш очень вдохновлялся этой группой.
Thank you, Rav.
Должны ли мы...
You said that Rabash was very much inspired from this group, very much impressed of them. Should he be jealous of them, that they attain such a high level of bestowal to the Creator?
Of course. With anything you want to resemble the Creator, you have to respect what he respects. Yes, of course. We'll go over that. So we'll have some memory of it in the lessons. So we can, that's why I'm saying, these are not things that we have to realize now and today, as we've say today we've learned about devotion. These are more general things that we hear from the teacher who was there in that group. Okay. I don't really understand what do you want to ask here, because these are general things, the general impression of that person about spirituality. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. We learned in the past that the person must see himself half righteous, half wicked. But in this first excerpt, it says that it's written that a person must reach a degree of recognition that his faults seem to him that he has no merit. So our question is, what kind of recognition is this referring to? And how are we supposed to undergo such high levels of recognition of evil?
יפה מאוד.
Very nice. I'm happy to hear such a question. Truly, either a person needs to see himself, right, half worthy, half not, or he has to nullify himself entirely, that all his flaws of the breaking and everything. You're right. If I'm standing before some action, then I need to see myself half worthy, half not, meaning that I have precisely a point from where I turn to the Creator and I start to scrutinize from there. That's it. That's the matter of half worthy, half not. Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav, thank you. I didn't understand. You said that we read this in order to get a general impression. When we read these excerpts, it causes such an impression to a person who really wants to be in this group.
Let's call it general impression. That's enough. We can't learn anything from here, some method. It's just a general impression.
So why are we reading this? Is there a more profound reason? Why are we reading this today?
I told you, this was a very special group of Kabbalists, very special Kabbalists, who worked very much on nullification of themselves and devotion and such. We chose to read these passages to add this lesson on devotion.
Can we also reach such a degree of devotion as they have reached?
Make an effort, but truly we must desire to be like them. Okay? All right, let's go on, Dudi.
Excerpt number 3. The more one understands his lowliness and persists with it in thought and action, the more he will feel the adhesion of his soul with the Creator. And by this, he will excite his heart to chase after the lowliness and to be a tail to the lions rather than a head to the foxes. When he sees that the more he diminishes and lowers himself in his heart, the more he can adhere to the Creator.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Once again.
Again, excerpt number 3. The more one understands his lowliness and persists with it in thought and action, the more he will feel the adhesion of his soul with the Creator. And by this, he will excite his heart to chase after the lowliness and to be a tail to the lions rather than a head to the foxes. When he sees that the more he diminishes and lowers himself in his heart, the more he can adhere to the Creator.
Go on to 4.
Excerpt 4. After the fact, and even during the work that he does for the Creator, one should not depict any sublimity there, but only submission and lowliness, to see that he is as nothing before the Creator, that he does not do any deed, and what he does do is all by the power and help of God, who helped him and gave him the strength. Were it not for the Creator, he would have been nothing, and he will recognize all this with the recognition of the knowledge of the good.
Once again.
After the fact, and even during the work that he does for the Creator, one should not depict any sublimity there, but only submission and lowliness, to see that he is as nothing before the Creator, that he does not do any deed, and what he does do is all by the power and help of God, who helped him and gave him the strength. Not for the Creator, he would have been nothing, and he would recognize all this with the recognition of the knowledge of the good.
We have 10 passages, right?
We translated 10 excerpts, yes.
Okay, let's go on.
Excerpt 5. In truth, One must always be subjugated and lowered anyway if he sees that he still has no fear, since his heart has still not been purified from bad lusts and bad qualities, but especially the quality of haughtiness. It turns out that he is despicable in the eyes of the Creator. So how can he dare curse a person since he is hated and loathsome in the eyes of the Creator? But if he has already purified his heart completely to the point where he has been rewarded with true humbleness, and he cannot be proud, for how can he, when he is close to the Creator, and he becomes annulled in reality compared to him and regards himself as nothing? Again, excerpt 5. In truth, one must always be subjugated and lowered anyway if he sees there's no fear, since his heart has still not been purified from bad lusts and bad qualities, but especially the quality of haughtiness. It turns out that he is despicable in the eyes of the Creator. So how can he dare curse a person since he is hated and loathsome in the eyes of the Creator? But if he has already purified his heart completely to the point where he has been rewarded with true humbleness, and he cannot be proud, for how can he, when he is close to the Creator, and he becomes annulled in reality compared to him, and regard himself as nothing?
Meaning, we must, by force, to nullify ourselves before the Creator in states that we are still not attaining, that we are so nothing, no nullified. And then when we're working through nullification on devotion and feeling ourselves that this is how it is, that we are truly zeros, truly nothing, that all the good things and bad things, that everything that happens is all from the Creator, and that we only feel it, and we need then in our feeling what we receive, that we receive all these things from the upper force, and then I have nothing in action, thought, or intention. And then we reach the true nullification. Okay? Soon. 6.
It takes real subjugation and temperance to scrutinize himself as to what his heart wants every moment, since the inclination lurks after a person at all times to fail him through the power of his enticements. There is not 1 minute without the harm of greatness and anger and wickedness and cruelty and envy and hatred.
What does he want to say again?
It takes real subjugation and temperance to scrutinize himself as to what his heart wants every moment, since the inclination lurks after a person at all times to fail him through the power of his enticements. There is not 1 minute without the harm of greatness and anger, wickedness and cruelty, and envy and hatred.
Meaning, in every moment, I must be at war to discover the evil force dwelling in me. And then I am always trying to hold myself above it, and so on.
7. The most important is to keep it in your heart that from him life emerges to all the organs. Therefore, if the heart is kept, then all the organs are kept anyhow. And the opposite is also true. Keeping of the rest of the organs, meaning sight, hearing, speech, touch, taste, and smell, the main intention with regard to them is to preserve the heart. For this reason, if you see that the heart is still full of lusts, know that all the guards did not work at all, since all the guards are materializing things. that the main thing is to subjugate the root in the heart, since from it emerges life. It was said about it, "Give me your heart, my son."
Hola.
Citut 8. Ikar ledaber tamid.
Excerpt 8. The most important is to always speak words of fear of the Creator with the friends, and install love among them, and remove hatred and envy and vengefulness and grudge from the heart, since according to what it seems to a person, it is a pleasure to the soul, but its end is more bitter than death. Therefore, one must truly force his inclination to remove from his heart the hatred, vengefulness, grudge, and anger, and the rest of the lusts that depend on the heart in every way you can. The intention of the learning is also mainly as the intention of the prayer, since the soul adheres and approaches the Creator through the letters of the Torah, and the letters and vapors ascend to the Creator, and He derives from this great contentment. Excerpt 9. It requires great moderation not to be rushed into scattering of the mind in others, in other concepts, but only to delve and know oneself and one's soul, and examine everything and act in one's soul. What are its purpose and content, whether for lust or for truth? This should be one's conduct every single moment in each of one's engagements. This is the beginning and the start of everything. For a person sees all the afflictions but his own. He afflicts, and he is not afflicted. Since the most important is to know himself, his mind and powers, and his mind and soul and thoughts as he can, an eternal force in which he will be able to discern between truth and falsehood, so as to move away from falsehood and make it loathsome to an act, a word, or a thought.
Yes.
And this is the last passage?
Yes. Excerpt 10. As to the good, the closer he comes, the more he discerns his remoteness from the good, and the more he yearns to come to the truth. There is no end to a word of truth, since the Torah and the Creator are all one, infinite. And evil is the opposite. A lie has an end. Since after an act of the inclination and the lust, even if he committed many crimes, he notices that it is filthy, and regrets it. However, he cannot get help from the Creator unless he first repels the haughtiness, since any haughtiness is an abomination to the Creator. I and he cannot dwell, and how can he help him? Yet without help, it is impossible to resist the evil inclination.
Okay, let's see what our friends want to ask. We'll begin with PT23.
I just wanted to say that there's a great impression from these excerpts. Thank you very much to anyone who collected this.
Great, I'm wonderful. Are you hearing that? PT19?
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Look, basically what we're learning now for 3 hours already is always talking about this thing that we have to annul ourselves. And he says, if the more you adhere to the good, you see the distance you have from the good, and you can come closer to the truth on the one hand. On the other hand, we learned a minute ago, he said, everything he does is by the force of the Creator who gave him the strength to do it. So we're doing nothing. It's everything done by the Creator.
Of course the Creator is doing everything. You haven't read it, heard it before in your life? Where do you have a force to do something on yourself? That's why devotion, nullification, all these things. Why Our Kabbalah is telling us about them like this. Don't look for forces by yourself. And when they give you these forces, afterwards you have to reveal that what you did is not you, and that it's all in order to prove to you that you did nothing.
So how can I discern what he writes here? That there is no end to the evil, because after all the action of the inclination of the lust, even if he committed many crimes, how can I notice and differentiate between the truth and false?
You will make an effort to do what the Kabbalists tell you to do, they advise you, and then you will see that this is how reality exists, that only one force operates everything from beginning to end and from end to beginning.
Everything we just read, as I always ask you, can you say it about the 10, or it's only an internal work of a person?
It's the internal work of the person, or the 10. They're looking how they're connected, and that they're truly a 10. They're not just some 5, 6, 10 people. It doesn't matter what number. Rather, that you see people who are working, all of you, on nullification, each one, first of all, to incorporate together above all your egos. And then you have oviut, thickness, a nullification, and connection above that thickness. And that you're already turning into something spiritual. A desire with a restriction and a masach, a screen, that don't want to work with your ego. That's already the beginning of the spiritual partsuf.
You just started the lesson by saying a sentence that entered my mind. They annulled everything external. What did you mean when they annulled all their externality? Should we also annul our externality in the 10?
That was a very special group, special conditions at a special time, that this is how they worked upon themselves, with their leader who brought them to such a degree, such a high degree. It was known among all the Kabbalists that who lived after them, the Kotsk group was a very special group.
That's Kotsk.
Yes, this is Kotsk. There's other books about them. There's a lot spoken about them. They had very difficult physical life and very great labor in devotion spiritually. And today, in this that we are learning about devotion, so I chose also specifically that we can add this to our first lesson about it.
It's amazing, because he used to walk with breadcrumbs in his beard on Yom Kippur.
That's in order to emphasize even more how much they want to be disconnected from the material. PT 12.
Rav, it really sounds like words Baal HaSulam wrote. I wanted to ask if there is a connection to Maor VaShemesh, which we sometimes read.
Maor VaShemesh is written more in Rachamim. This is more din, more judgment. It's like harsh. He's demanding, screaming in such a manner that he's expressing himself. And in Maor VaShemesh, illumination in sun, it's more speaking in a nice manner, gentle, like caressing. It's a different group, a different person, different style. This is more left, and the other book, Maor VaShemesh, is more right. More Hasidut. Although Kabbalah, yes, but more in the direction of Hasidut, Hasidism.
עכשיו פיתי 33.
פיתי 33 now.
רב, הקטעים היפים האלה...
רב, these beautiful excerpts aim a person to examine himself every moment and to delve into himself. When should one go into himself and when should he think about others in order not to delve in his own ego?
We're always in this and this together. It cannot be that you are taking care of yourself, then to take care of others. It's like you're taking care of others and your connections is in order to know what else you need to nullify in yourself in order to connect with them. This is a labor that's done at the same time. It's two forms of one work, nullification of self, of person. Where else can we see the devotion? Especially in this, that we are in connection with others, in our nullification towards the group.
Chaver 2.
Chaver 2.
Rav, Mandel ben...
Rav, what's the difference between Kabbalah and Hasidism? Didn't Hasidism come from Kabbalah?
It all comes from the study of Kabbalah. That same group of Abraham who came out of Babel among all the nations there, there was a whole civilization there, and that group began to connect above all their differences. That's a group of Kabbalists. The entire Torah is how we nullify our ego and reach adhesion with the Creator. And the entire Torah is only speaking about the spiritual degrees that we go through them and our, until we reach the complete adhesion. And as usual, when we see even to this day, the people are incapable of holding onto their internal war to rise above their ego, to match themselves to the spiritual demands. And then, so people then started doing this like corporeally. Corporeal mitzvot, corporeal actions, not spiritual ones, to understand these spiritual demands for a correction of the soul as corporeal actions.
But where does Hasidism go into here? Because this is much earlier, an earlier time.
That's right. Along the way from Kabbalah to religion, yeah. I don't want to speak about it too much because it's not really to do with us, and we don't want to touch upon this. It's not important to us. We need to go according to the method of Bala Sulam, and in this to see that he is truly going along with the method of Kabbalah, which is called the Torah of Truth. Is that clear? All right. Khadera.
Rav, when you say that in the excerpts we just read, these are nice excerpts, but it's not a method. For instance, Rabash has a method in his text. What you mean is that there's a middle line in the text of a method?
No, no, no. What does that have to do with anything? It's all truth. And not that here, there yes, and here, here no. No, what's spoken about is that in the writings of Bala Sulam, Rabash, and others, we see that they explain to us in a methodical manner what to do, how to operate in order to reach the purpose of creation. Here, you don't have such a thing. There's like passages what he wrote here. He spilled out. And everything is related to some state. He says something specific, but not that, oh, if I will go methodically to realize what he says, then I will correct my soul. No. It's not a book from which we can learn how to correct our soul. That's it. It's simply small, like instructions that are cut out. PT 14.
Hello, Rav, and great friends. How can we cause our tens to have the same wonderful impression we just felt from these excerpts?
We need to repeat these passages again, maybe read them in the ten, but make an effort to realize them. What you receive from me in the lesson is only in order to afterwards make the effort till the next lesson to realize it. If all your work is only during the lesson, that's not good. When is the correct realization? Now, that must bring us to the revelation of the Creator of the upper worlds. Tbilisi?
Dobri utra, miravoi kli, dobri utra.
Good morning, worldly. Good morning, teacher. I have this question. You mentioned a few times that this was a very special group, very special friends. What's so special about them? What can we take from them, learn from them?
Devotion, what we learned in the first lesson, here he's explaining it in different words, but it's the same matter, it's devotion. Tomorrow we're also going to continue in this matter, what we didn't finish today. Yes, Dudi?
All right, we'll continue tomorrow with devotion. One more thing, Rav. I'm getting many messages that there's a wonderful impression from this book.
Oh, this is a great book. He really puts it in here very strongly. What can you do? Go into our site and read it. Whoever, I think we have it only in Hebrew, right?
We have it in Hebrew, and now we're starting to translate it to other languages.
Okay, at least in a few languages we should have it.
But what is this awakening? It's suddenly rare.
He writes it in left line. It's such a... like, there's nothing what to do. You want it? This is the way. You understand? It's... kill yourself, you know? Like, this was the whole group like this. And for many years, they were like this. And this dedication, this is how they lived. There's, again, many books written not by them, but about them.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're going to bring to the next from Kotsk and...
yeah, there's a book like Snebo, Kotsk and others. Okay, Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav, for giving me another opportunity to ask. So the question is there a special characteristic in the 10, like you described the Din or Achmim to Tzvika?
No. First, we need to nullify ourselves. That's it. Then we'll speak about each one, how he must express himself above his nullification. In the meantime, it's only nullification. Devotion.
About the externality. You answered Tzvika that they canceled their externality in Baal Sulam writes.
I don't want to talk about that now, do you understand? We're not canceling anything. other than the ego in each and every one. That's it. We're not nullifying some externality. You don't need to go into some cave and live there like some caveman. What we're doing is like this, enough, and don't confuse us. Latin 6.
Shalom Rav, pregunta de la decena. Debemos siempre ver el mérito de los amigos, pero también siempre sentir...
Hello Rav, a question from our 10. We should always see the friend's merits, but also to see what we're missing to rise to the next degree.
Yes, that other than nullifying myself and raising the friends in my eyes, I don't need anything in order to rise to the next degree. Only in such a manner. As much as I nullify myself before my friends, what Rabash writes in his articles, that's it. Everything is written there. Begin now to go over those same articles about the group, and you will see that it has everything there, and in such a manner that is direct for realization. Kiev 3.
Спасибо, Рав. По пройденному материалу и затронутым темам вопрос из двух
частей. Thank you, Rav. According to the subjects we read and what we talked about, I have a question that's made of two parts. The first part is detaching from the ego, annulling the ego and feeling as nothing. When you do that, can you just be thoughtless?
You want to make a vegetable out of yourself, a plant? Who said you need to cancel your thoughts, your desires? You need to nullify your ego, your I, yourself. And you could still go on to be some scientist, some big businessman. One has nothing to do with the other. You need to learn how to combine these things together. There is this world and everything I exist with here, and towards the Creator, towards the group, I exist differently. One does not confuse with the other for me, in no manner.
Понял, спасибо. И вторая часть. Вот прозвучала фраза сегодня на...
Got it, thank you. And the second part of the question. Today I heard the sentence, you answered a friend from Moscow 7, when we ascribe all our faults to the Creator. So this is the question. We annul ourselves and we leave the ego below, but that's our fault. Or we aim this ego.
We need to learn yet more how to correct our ego and use it correctly. First of all, we understand that we're receiving it from the Creator. First of all, that I receive my ego from the Creator. And then I will relate to it in a manner that is realistic. Practical, correct. Not that I'm afraid or hate it or I want to throw it away or get rid of it, but rather that towards my ego, I will have an approach that is to the point because I'm getting it from the Creator. I need to do something with it. And not that I just want to cut it off and throw it away. In this, I'm degrading the work of the Creator. The Creator created the evil inclination and raises this evil inclination inside us. And we only need to learn how to correctly work with the evil inclination. And if the evil inclination doesn't grow on a daily basis, then we cannot rise. Because all who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. Every spiritual degree is that the evil inclination grows and is revealed more. PT 25.
I identify a big difference in the approach between the words of Yosher Divrei Emet and what Baal HaSulam and Rabash, the way I understand them. The difference is that in Yosher Divrei Emet, they annul the ego in the wisdom we learn, we annul our ego by love of others. It seems to me these are two different approaches, or are they the same?
No, he wrote this book, Yosher Divrei Emet. How can we say this? In a personal manner. He's not speaking about it in terms of the group, but there is some passages that you will see just how much he relates the person as the group. He's expressing it in an internal manner here. It's not that his method is different. It's the same method from which Baal HaSulam 2 came from, the same foundation. It's not like in music or science where you have different approaches and methods. The truth is truth. So it's used like either in a certain period or in certain conditions, because we're talking about correction of man. But truly there's no difference. And this that Rabash says that he would enter that group if it was possible, that's true, because they're very close. Baal HaSulam, Rabash, and Yosher Divrei Emet. Yes. In the beginning of my path, I read Yosher Divrei Emet, this book. Before I even got to Rabash, I read many books. This was one of them. When I reached Rabash, he said sometime, "Oh, we have some time, what can we learn?" You know, he was talking to the group. And I said, before everybody, "Let's read Yosher Divrei Emet." He said, "No, just not that. Anything but that." That's it. And then, even when I was with him afterwards, solitarily, we rarely ever touched it. The truth is, we can understand them by all sorts of things that we learn. We need to respect such a group as it was so unique. We can't really recognize them today in any reality. Even the books written about them in such nice words, nice literature, we can't really depict to ourselves these things, because they're written by people who are not Kabbalists, books written about them. And so they don't really understand them. Whatever we need to learn from them, it will just add a bit of color and not more. Well, we are going, I guess, too shy.
No.
Yes, we'll go over the schedule for today. The broadcasts start at 10 a.m. Simeon Vinko with Rav until 10:30. Continuing with Owen Levy with Rav until 11. Everything is broadcasted, translated. You're all invited. In the evening, we'll go over the morning lesson, the first hour. Then we're going to have a workshop with friends live. Let's continue with the song.
Sun will shine. Laor shechoder achshav el haneshama. Tal vez vienen y puertas nos harán. Por eso amigo debes aguantar.
Я знаю что есть свет,
но без твоего света нет.
Oh,
llegar a Él.
There's no more heart of stone, all the trouble already had gone.
בכל מקום, בכל קצה, נרגיש את טעם החיים.
Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
להמשיך קדימה, ישר אל האור.
Свет и тень,
להמשיך קדימה, ישר.